This one is a famous picture. That's me in the middle. That's in Nuremberg, in the Nuremberg trial. I was the prosecutor in the biggest murder trial in human history.
The black and white picture Ben Ferenc points to was taken in September 1947. He was 27 years old. Now, at 96, Ben Ferenc lives in a bungalow with an orange roof faded by the sun. It's part of a 55-plus community in Delray Beach.
This is my dear wife. We have been happily wed for over 70 years without a quarrel.
His wife Gertrude is dozing on the couch. He tells me he misses all his books and the office in their house in New Rochelle, New York. But as he puts a cough drop in his mouth, he says his place is here now.
My wife has come down with dementia several years ago, but she can't be moved anymore. She misses me if I'm not here, and so I'm turning down requests all around the world. Well, here, this just came in from Africa.
He reads the emails on the computer in his study. He shows me books he wrote about international law and some of the many books that have been written about him and his life. Ben Ferenc was born in a village in the Carpathian Mountains in Eastern Europe. He's Jewish, and his family immigrated to the U.S. to escape poverty and anti-Semitism. He grew up in Hell's Kitchen in New York City.
It was called Hell's Kitchen because it was hell. It was a crime-ridden neighborhood. I have no doubt that my earliest memories and experiences had an influence in sending me on a career to prevent crime.
He graduated from Harvard Law School, then fought in the Second World War. Just after the war, he was assigned to collect evidence in the concentration camps and later help prepare the Nuremberg trials. It was thanks to him that the trial against the so-called Einsatzgruppen, German for action groups, came about. These squads joined the German army when they invaded the Soviet Union.
Their assignment was to kill, without pity or remorse, every single Jewish man, woman, and child they could possibly lay their hands on. And that's what they did.
Ben Ferenc says the Einsatzgruppen killed over 1 million people. He found their top-secret reports with dates and other details about the massacres.
Which unit was in charge, how many Jews they killed, who was the commanding officer.
The young Ben Ferenc was named chief prosecutor, and this was his first trial. Since he couldn't try all of the roughly 3,000 members of the Einsatzgruppen, he put 22 leading officers on trial. All of them were found guilty. Some were sentenced to death. He didn't call for the death penalty, but he says it was justified.
It was not a cry for vengeance, on the contrary. It was a cry to avoid vengeance and to substitute the rule of law. I learned that a war can make mass murderers out of otherwise decent people. I have spent the rest of my life trying to prevent war, because war is the supreme international crime, because it incorporates all the other crimes.
He's hailed as one of the founding fathers of the International Court of Justice, the principal judicial body of the United Nations in The Hague. The first case there was about child soldiers, and Ben Ferenc gave the closing statement for the prosecution. He was 92. He deeply regrets that out of all countries, the U.S. doesn't recognize the International Court. Wars shouldn't be glorified, he says, but recognized as what they are.
Contemptible, cruel, mean, and rotten, and stupid. That is almost incredible that human beings would accept such a system.
He says with more power, the International Court of Justice could help replace all war with law. His business card actually says, make law, not war.
Don't tell me it can't be done. I always see things happening which can't be done.
I'm Mareike Aden in Miami.